This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Earlier, you caught up with musician Grace, who's going on tour with Keith Urban, and you found out about her latest EP. It's called Self-Preservation, which is,
sure is
out now. Let's have a listen.
Grace, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're hitting the road in June, quite literally it sounds, in a van with your band, and have a number of shows around the country. Are you looking forward to that?
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait. This is like the dream, especially after COVID and not being able to play many shows. This is, yeah, it's going to be amazing. And I love that it's going to be like intimate settings, just going on the road and having fun. I can't wait.
It's going to be so fun. This year, you have had a big year because you've also released your latest EP, Self-Preservation. Can you tell us a little bit about this latest offering? Unhappy seems a bit like a breakup song. Is that the vibe?
Yeah, Unhappy definitely was a breakup song. I wrote that one actually about 2.5 years ago, so nothing recent, but yeah, I was sitting on that song for a long time and I was considering whether I wanted it on the EP or not, but I honestly just loved it so much I wanted to put it out. Yeah, Self-Preservation for me is like, I guess, the juxtaposition of Self-Sabotage, which was the first EP that I put out in 2018. And I just feel like I've grown a lot, especially throughout the pandemic, but I feel like I've just grown a lot with my music and who I am as a person. So I definitely just wanted to have that body of work to kind of represent that growth and kind of give people a space where they can listen to these songs and kind of realize that it's not really easy growing up, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about your songs, because everything that you write and perform seems beautifully personal. Are you constantly writing things down, or do the lyrics come to you all at once? Like, how do these songs come to be?
Oh, that's a great question. My notes is so full. And a lot of the times, if I don't have my phone or something, I have to write it down straight away if I think of something. And a lot of the time, recently it's been happening where I've been waking up from a dream or something and I think of lyrics or a melody in a dream and I have to either do a voice memo straight away, like mumbling so I don't wake anyone up, or like write it down straight away. But I usually try to get it onto paper or onto my phone straight away, because otherwise I'm going to forget it and then I'm going to kick myself later.
So you have like a little kind of thread of an idea, you write that down, or you get that transcribed somehow, and then from there the bigger picture of the song comes out.
Yeah, usually. And it's nice as well, like when I forget that I write things down and then I'm like on a plane or something and then I start scrolling through my notes, obviously, because I don't have internet. And that's when I look back and realize that I can piece together certain things that I didn't know kind of went together. It's fun.
Amazing. Not only do you create awesome music yourself, you've also worked with some amazing artists, namely Hayden James and Flight Facilities. How did those relationships come to be?
Well, I kind of fell into, I guess, the whole Grace with 2A's project. I was in Byron at the time working with one of my best friends who is part of a band called Tora, and he was producing for me and he was helping me write and helping me kind of build something and kind of just exploring that. And then I put it on Triple J Unearthed, and then straight away Bridget hit me up and was like, hey, can we play this for Women's Day on Triple J? And I was like, yeah, okay. And I was like 19.
Amazing.
And then, yeah, and then I like management hit me up, and Hayden James was with the management at the time. And that kind of happened naturally. Like, I literally wrote half of Numb in the taxi on the way to Hayden's.
Wild. That's so
and then,
wild.
Yeah. And then we released Numb, and I guess Flight Facilities liked it, and they offered me to be their vocalist on tour around Europe and America and Australia, which was so cool. Still one of my favorite experiences to this day.
That is so wild and so very cool. Let's talk about Grace with 2 A's. Why Grace with 2 A's? Is that just easy to Google, or?
Because I don't like my last name.
Okay.
People who ask me, they're like, what's the crazy meaning with the 2 A's? And I was like, well, my mom didn't name me with 2 A's. Mm. She's not crazy. And it was kind of a very small turnaround between writing Numb and it getting released. And then my management kind of just asked me, like, hey, like, do you want it to be Grace Pitts or do you want it to be something else? And I was like, not Grace Pitts. Anything but.
Amazing. Well, I think it works really well. So
I like it. It looks, yeah. It's grown on me.
100%. I think it's fantastic. Speaking of fantastic, you're just about to head on tour with Keith Urban and Birds of Tokyo. It's kind of like an Australian music extravaganza.
Right? Yeah. So fun.
So fun. What are you most looking forward to on that tour?
I want to meet Nicole Kidman.
I love that. I think it's be her best friend. I think it's totally possible.
Oh, my band and I, we've planned it out. We're going to become best friends with her. It'll be amazing. I'm so excited to actually, like, watch their shows.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I can't wait.
That's so funny because I would have never thought about Nicole Kidman being...
Oh. It's the first... I'm not kidding. I got the email and the first thing I replied was, wow, I can't wait to be best friends with Nicole. It's going to be so great.
I love that. Like an Australian powerhouse friendship. Love it, love it, love it. Now, you are going to go on tour not only with your band, but also, as we mentioned, with Keith Urban. How does performing for your fans compare to creating something in studio? Like, what do you love about live performance?
Oh, wow. I mean, it was something that I almost forgot throughout COVID just because we weren't able to play any shows. And that was, I kind of got in my head really studio minded, not really thinking about how the songs would resonate with a live audience, especially with the new EP because it is quite... Like a sentimental EP, it's very slow and kind of like in, I guess it's just a heavy EP. Mm-hmm. So when we started to play shows again, I kind of actually started to change the set every single time, just depending on the setting. If I'm doing like my own show, like it's an intimate show, I'd love to play kind of my hidden gems and kind of the new EP and all that stuff. But when I've been playing festivals and I guess touring with Keith Urban, I definitely want to make sure that I like keep the vibes up. Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, and so that's what I'm doing at the moment. And I'm just trying to write like a lot more upbeat music just because I feel like the Australian industry at the moment in particular just really needs kind of the high energy. I feel like we all need it.
Yeah, totally. I think, you know, after a few years of being stuck at home and not being able to see live performance, when you go out, you know, I went to see a live gig last week and it was so high energy and it does really kind of, that's a vibe. Like it's so good to be able to like bounce around and dance around. But also, to be totally honest, I was listening to a bunch of your music today and I really, really love the vibe that your music and especially this latest EP has. I love to feel the feels when I listen to music.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, I so mean, good. You could probably tell like Phoebe Bridges is pretty much my favorite human on this planet.
Until you meet Nicole.
Until I meet Nicole, yes. And then I'll stop it. But yeah, for me, music is my therapy. So I guess it kind of just changes with how I change. So I think I'm getting into a time where I really just want to like play really fun shows, write really fun music at the moment. I had my little sad girl moment. Who knows? I could be sad next week and then want to write another sad song. So
I think you don't need to be stuck in a box.
No, of course not. Yeah. I mean, people have definitely, it's been so amazing to see how pop music has evolved and what is mainstream. And there's been so many people that have broken through those walls, even like Phoebe Bridges, like playing Coachella.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I guess I think back in the day, they would have never even given her that opportunity because it's, you know, sad girl music or whatever. It's so cool to see just the diversity in mainstream music.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, you may have already just hinted to this, but you've just released Self-Preservation. Is there even more new music on the cards for you?
A lot of new music, yes. Amazing. I have been writing a ton. I went to Nashville recently before I just played Coachella and wrote some really amazing music, met some amazing people. Yeah, I'm writing a lot and I'm really, really excited to release new stuff.
Well, with all the tours that you're set to go on and the new music, it sounds like a really exciting time for you. So thank you so much for taking the time to join us on Joy Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Grace.
Bye.
That was Em talking to Grace. Her new EP is called Self-Preservation. It's out now. You can catch her on tour with Keith Urban soon. And for more info, head to Grace with two A's, music.com. That's gracemusic.com.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, tunein.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.